Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Memorial of Saint Cecilia, Virgin and Martyr, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Fiery Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there, and he said, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a prayer of spiritual communion by one of the Rhineland mystics, Blessed Margaret Ebner, which invites us to pray for an increase in fiery love. And it's that word fiery that suits Jesus here. He rarely showed anger as he does in today's gospel, but his love was always unsentimental. It always is unsentimental. It's always fiery. Look at the way he addresses his mother as woman. Not mother, not Mary, woman. Look at that awful moment when he calls Peter Satan. Look at his response to his mother when he's 12 years old and he's been missing for 3 days and she gently rebukes him. He doesn't reply apologizing. He says, "What on earth are you asking? I have to get on with my father's business." Oh, look, there are many, many examples that show how wrong we are when we think of Jesus as all sweetness and light. And we need to think what that means for us as his disciples. In J.D. Salinger's Franny and Zooey, Zooey tells his sister that she's got the wrong idea of Jesus. He says, "You are constitutionally unable to love or understand any son of God who throws tables around." And in much the same way, many of Jesus' contemporaries, and many of us today, may be unable to love or understand someone who touches lepers, who lets a prostitute kiss his feet and anoint them with expensive oil, who has a friendly conversation with a Samaritan woman that he asks to give him a drink, who invites himself to a meal at the home of a tax collector, who sits at table with Pharisees, on and on. And if we look honestly at our own lives, we're not always as unsentimental, as totally consistent with what we say we believe, as we might like to think. Whatever else you can say about Jesus, he's certainly not a comfortable model. He's not always, I suppose, tactful. He's never, never, never vague about what he believes and what he wants us to believe. Oh yes, he's a hard act to follow. And if you've seen Pasolini's film of the Gospel of Matthew, you'll remember the violence with which he overturns the tables of the merchants who are profaning the entrance to the temple. Well, sometimes, just sometimes, we need to find the courage of our convictions and speak our minds. It's our job. After all, this is the order of preachers.